joy of graduation, the somber remembrance of Memorial Day, and other trials and triumphs filled the month of May. With this rewind to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. Kilbuck would have plenty to be excited about in the month of May, first with the opening of Quarry Bluff Trailhead by the Kilbuck Watershed Land Trust. This was made possible due to grants from the state.
We think this will be good for Holmes County, opening up the trail here, this marsh that you see over here. There's another trail just down the way that is, it's a short trail, one-third of a mile. It's kind of a wildlife trail. So you have Kilbuck Creek on one side, and what's referred to as Turtle Pond on this side. So we think that it'll be a nice addition. Heck, you can leave from the village and walk right down there. So we think that this is going to be a good thing for the town. Other items in the works, we have two other preserves that we're working on that will be open to the public in the future. 2 years, give us 2 years, and we'll have some visitor facilities down south of the Dollar General on Route 60. And those will offer some walking, possibly kayaking, and wildlife observation opportunities down there.
Kilbuck would also find out that they were the only one of four communities in Holmes County that had applied together for the Appalachia grant to receive funding. The total grant amount submitted for all four communities was $13,519,000, and that Kilbuck would receive $5,763,000 for their arm of the project and would continue working with Omega to finish out the plans.
Part of this process, there were state procured planners that were available to the communities, and they actually received plans, conceptual plans with fairly specific, breakouts of costs and how much material it would take to implement those plans that they could then use to procure other grants and try to, get these projects moved forward.
And the connection to the trail. So the idea was to get people off the trail, directing them into those communities, and then having a downtown area that was a place that people would want to stay, whether that was improving the streetscape or sort of improving the parks a little bit, wherever the bicyclists, wherever we wanted to direct them to try to get them to kind of stay and hang out and, boost the economy in those small villages.
And we didn't have high-end specialists. It was Holmes County people doing this grant and working together as a team. And all the communities were happy that one of them got the grant, because it shows that we have an opportunity to go after other funding.
The folks of Glenmont and Richland Township would welcome some new equipment to keep them safe as the Richland Township Fire Department received their new tanker truck to replace the one that had been in service for 30 years.
A lot of it was safety reasons because the other truck was so old. The NFPA stated that, we needed to replace our tanker, so we replaced it with this one. Extra manpower. We got FCBAs on there. We have a porter tank on there. We have all kinds of extra little tools that can add to any scene and help anybody out. Hose. Basically, though, it's a tanker. It can be used as an engine if needed, but it's more of a tanker than it is an engine.
The Holmes County Dog Warden would open up their new Bark Park, which was in the fenced-in area at the warden's office and includes different structures for the dogs to use, and was made possible by a donation from the late Janet McCombs.
And one of those ways I thought that Janet can give to these dogs daily is to get some exercise equipment in her name. So we are opening this park to the public. It's going to be called, quote, After Hours Bark Park. So when we are not here, the public will have access to it. However, we do have an application process that folks need to follow. And we do have applications inside, and there is a $25 annual fee. Basically, you'll renew with your dog licenses here at the office. So in December and January, you'll refill out the application. The big thing is we just want to make sure the vaccines are up to date.
With the graduation of the Leadership Holmes County class, the person in charge of leading them, Leah Miller, would announce that this was her last Leadership Holmes County class. Then they would also announce the new scholarship from the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation in honor of Miller, and that there would also be a tree planted in her name.
It's been a great pleasure and privilege to do Leadership Holmes County. I was involved with the original planning committee that set up the idea of having leadership in Holmes County. And this has probably, in my mind, exceeded our expectations as to where we were going. Because at first, we weren't sure how many students we would have, and You know, when we started in the early 2000s, leadership was okay, but, you know, we just didn't have, it wasn't really that broadly embraced or people being aware of. And so for us, and to be at this point, and the number of you that have taken it, and the impact that it's had on some of your communities has been very powerful, and we really appreciate it. The Leah Miller Scholarship for Cultivating Leaders was established in 2024 to honor Leah's more than 50 years of improving Holmes County through her work at the Planning Commission, Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Council, Leadership Holmes County, Small Farm Institute, and so much more. The scholarship will assist Holmes County residents and those employed in the county as they pursue continued leadership training. To be eligible for this scholarship, the applicants must be residents of the county or those who work for Holmes County-based organizations. Applicants should demonstrate leadership abilities, community engagement, strong work ethic, and good character. All things that exemplify leadership.
The Ashland County West Holmes Career Center would celebrate 50 years and the groundbreaking of their renovation project. Member school representatives and past teachers and administration joined to celebrate the past 50 years and the coming together of these schools, as well as the next steps forward with the new addition to be able to have more classes available. They were also joined by State Representative Melanie Miller, who delivered a proclamation for the school.
I'm looking at what you've got planned for the expansion here. That's been a long-term dream. You probably don't know this, but many of the things that I've seen in the plans were things that we've been talking about for decades. If we could only do this, if we could only do that, and I see it's actually there. You guys are going to do it. So I thank the board, and I thank the administration here. You all have stood fast, and you've kept the promise, and I wish you well for the future.
And as I look at the program here tonight, thinking about the theme of building on a solid foundation for a brighter future, that truly, precisely, is what we're trying to do in the Ohio Legislature at the State House. So, without further ado, we do have a very special proclamation from the Ohio House of Representatives that I would like to present to you, Superintendent. So on behalf of the Ohio House of Representatives, I would like to present this resolution recognizing the 50th anniversary of the Ashland County West Holmes Career Center and congratulate you on being an example for the state of Ohio for being a school of excellence and investing in our future. Thank you for all that you do and the impact that you continue to have on the Ashland County community.
The seniors from Garraway, Highland, and West Holmes would go from students to alumni as they all celebrated their graduations, speaking on memories, coming together as a community, and challenges to their fellow graduates. Administrators would give messages of thanks, hope, and encouragement as around 200-plus seniors flipped their tassels, signifying the end of their high school career and the entrance into the future.
Garraway graduates, you are ready to do great things. I pray that wisdom guides the decisions you make and the passions that you pursue. May your hearts and lives always reflect love and truth. And may real hope and optimism be a light within you. God bless you and guide you as you move on today, and congratulations.
In facing choices that are challenging, our history teaches us that doing things together, caring for each other, making the best decisions makes all the difference. Starting now, our community needs you. You are it. You are the future of our community. Take the lessons you have learned from your family, your church, your school, and make good and meaningful decisions that will work for you and bless future generations. And that starts now.
The final lesson instills in you the importance of perseverance. The road ahead may be filled with obstacles, challenges, successes, and failures, but with determination and an unwavering commitment to your goals, you can overcome any challenge that comes your way. As you stand on the brink of a new adventure, carry these lessons in your heart. These lessons will guide you as you navigate the uncharted territories of your future. As you receive your diplomas this evening, remember that you hold the pen to the next chapter of your story. Embrace the journey, live with purpose, and may your path be filled with joy, success, and fulfillment.
Communities in Holmes County took the time to honor the fallen who were not afraid to say, "I will stand and defend the United States of America," with ceremonies honoring the members of the military who are no longer with us for Memorial Day. Prayers, songs, speeches, and 21 gun salutes would all honor those military who have passed.
Many years ago, decoration. times we go, we return, and we shelter in. We close ourselves down, shut ourselves off, and choose not to speak on the things that are important and sacred to us because we just think that you're not going to understand. So this morning, I am for us all as veterans, those in attendance, to make the effort and take the time to share.
Around the state, the National Weather Service would confirm at least 12 tornadoes hit Ohio in one day, bringing the 2024 total up to 48. Ohio legislators would be called into a special session by Governor Mike DeWine to find a fix to include Joe Biden on the ballot, and the Democratic National Convention would also announce that they'd nominate the president virtually. Some Ohio legislators were removed from their leadership positions for aiding opponents of Republicans who were in favor of Jason Stevens being speaker, one of which was Holmes County Representative Daryl Kick. Imprisoned ex-Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder was arraigned from federal prison with 10 new felony counts brought against him from the state. Indictments allege misuse of campaign funds, ethics violations, and theft in office. A fourth former Columbus Zoo executive, Tracy Murnane, had charges announced against them, including grand theft and five other felony counts. The federal government would agree to a $15 million fine for Norfolk Southern because of the train derailment in East Palestine. A judge would also sign off on a $600 million class action settlement with residents, and Norfolk would agree to reimburse the government $235 million in cleanup costs and set up a $25 million health care fund to pay for 20 years of medical exams in the community, and need to follow through on $244 million of planned safety improvements. A whistleblower would also raise concerns on how officials handled the situation and ask why they didn't immediately use a plane with advanced sensors that's supposed to deploy with any chemical disaster and waited days. The man, Hermanio Joseph, who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and vehicular homicide in the bus crash last August in Clark County that killed a student, was sentenced to 9 to 13 and a half years in prison. A pastor in Bryan, Ohio, who offers his church Dad's Place as a homeless shelter, faced charges for violating the city fire code. A Dayton billionaire announced he is self-funding an underwater voyage to the wreckage of the Titanic. Larry Connor confirmed that he will be calling the expedition The Explorer Returns to the Titanic and will be in a first-of-its-kind submersible that will be independently certified for safety. And finally, Ohio set a new tourism record with more than 238 million tourists visiting Ohio in 2023. With this rewind back to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.